Amen. Psalms 137. I'd like to read the first three verses. Amen. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Amen. I'd like to preach for just a few minutes this afternoon on more than memories. More than memories. Hallelujah. You know the situation here, what happened? The children of Judah had been taken away captive, and they had the prospects now of spending the next 70 years in captivity. There's no ifs about it, no ands about it. It's for sure they're going to be where they're at now for the next 70 years. Taken away from everything that was comfortable to them. Taken away from everything that was precious to them. And so we find that it says here in the Bible, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Amen. I want to tell you today, if all you have are memories, that's where you may find yourself at, and that's the situation and condition you may find yourself in, sitting down and weeping about what used to be instead of what ought to be and what is right now. You see, I need something more than a memory. I need something that's alive right now inside of me. Amen. We had us a service last night, did we not? But I'm telling you, it's a memory now. And if I don't have anything else the rest of the week but that service last night to carry me, I'm going to find myself sitting down after a while. I may find myself weeping. Oh, that we could have had that service that we had last night. I want to tell you, we can have it right now. Amen. It says Jesus the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. Hey, my Jesus isn't a memory. He's alive. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you about a place of memorial. It's a graveyard. That's where we, it's a memorial to the dead. Hey, I don't want a memorial while I'm alive. Amen. I want to be alive. I want something to be inside of me. I need more than a memory. Hallelujah. They wept, it said, when we remembered Zion. Oh my. Hey, you know, if we want to go back and memories are good. I didn't come here this morning to preach about memory, but I'm not going to live on a memory. Amen. My Savior's not a memory. He's alive and well. I'm not going to live on a memory. I'm going to live on what's alive, and I want it alive in me. Said we remembered Zion. I can imagine the Jews got to thinking about what Jerusalem, all those great walls and gates. Oh, and how about Solomon's temple? Oh, wasn't that something to see? Some of them could probably remember, oh, I remember back to the days of David. Oh, that we could just have those days back again. Oh, they probably thought about the glory of Solomon, the glory of Solomon's temple. Oh, do you remember what it... Hey, listen, I can't help what it used to look like. I know now it's a pile of rubble. Amen. The gates are burned. The walls are down. That's not a kind of memory I want to remember by. Oh, they must have remembered that time when Hezekiah withstood the Assyrians. I can just hear them saying, oh, I can remember Grandpa talking about getting up that morning and looking over in the walls and 185,000 Syrians slain and lying dead. That's a nice memory, but that didn't get them out of the captivity they were in now. That didn't make them feel any better sitting by that river crying. Hallelujah. You can't live on memories. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, we got too many in the church now living on a memory. Hallelujah. People got the Holy Ghost 50 years ago and that's the last time they had it. It's a memory. That's all it is. A memory. We need something more than a memory. We need something that will stir us in our hearts. Hallelujah. All memories are pleasant. Amen. We all can recall the good times. Amen. But I want to tell you, God intended for the good times to still be here. He never intended for it to be a memory. God never intended for His Word to be a memory. Hallelujah. Woo! They might have remembered that time. I could hear them talking there by the river. They're weeping. Oh, do you remember in Jehoshaphat's time, when that choir went out before the army did, and God delivered us, that's just a memory. Hallelujah. We need something right now. We're sitting by the river and weeping. Amen. And we're remembering Zion. But we need something right now. Hallelujah. The memories just made their situation even sadder. Amen. The memories couldn't shake off the chains of captivity. The memories couldn't shake them free from their bondage. And then it says, oh, we hung our harps in the willows. Amen. I know inside this case here, there's a beautiful instrument. Oh, amen. Hallelujah. A harp is an instrument of praise, is it not? Hallelujah. Well, tell me, what good does this instrument? We can pick it up and look at it and say, oh, it looks pretty. It wasn't created for looks. It was created to make a sound. You and I weren't created just to look good. We were created to make a sound of praise. Hallelujah. God gave us an instrument of praise. This voice to praise Him by. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. An instrument of praise. And yet the memories of their past couldn't even stir or strum the strings again. Hallelujah. They hung them in the willow. Hallelujah. I'm afraid today we're a little bit guilty. Hallelujah. We get upon some hard times. And then instead of turning to God and thanking Him, amen. That brother was saying last night about his child having that temperature. And we ought to thank God that our children don't. Hallelujah. When we have something to praise God, we ought to strum the strings. Amen. We ought to praise Him. I want to tell you, that harp is your testimony. Hallelujah. The enemy looked at them and said, testify. Testify. Tell us about the God you serve. They said, we can't sing the Lord's song. Amen. You know why I think they couldn't? Because they didn't know who they'd be singing about if they did. They didn't get where they were. Amen. For only one reason. Hey, this wasn't the first time their harps weren't strummed. Their harps weren't strummed before they went into captivity. That's where they ended up where they were. Because they wouldn't praise God. They wouldn't worship Him. They said, oh, tell us about Zion. Woo! Come on. You might as well hang them up. You might as well just look at them. Because that's all you can do with a memory is look back to it. I don't want to look back to nothing. I want to look forward. Hallelujah. I got something to look forward to. Heaven's not going to be a memory for me. It's going to be a reality. Hallelujah. Today, the world is asking the holiness movement, tell us what you got. Sing us the songs about Zion. Well, what are we going to be able to tell them when they ask us to sing the songs? When this lost world comes to us and says, tell us about what you got. What are we going to be able to tell them about what we got? How can you sing a song about nothing? Hallelujah. Tell us about what you... Yeah, here's the enemy. Oh, he's right in their faces. Tell us about what you once had. You ain't got it no more. Why don't you tell us about what you once had? Can you think about the reproach that brought to God? Here somebody wants to say, tell us about your God. We whooped Him. Tell us about your God. We already whooped Him. We already destroyed your city, your temple. Now tell us about how great your God is. I want to tell you, our testimony better do more for God than that. If our testimony don't glorify God, amen, then we better quit giving it. Hallelujah. Or we better find something, amen, in our life, amen, that God has done. We better ask God to come back and reestablish us. Glory to God. Amen. They come to Nehemiah and they said, oh, you ought to see Jerusalem. The gates are burned. The walls are down. And all they could do is sit there and weep about the situation. Weeping never did anything about a situation being changed. Nehemiah said, well, we got to do something about that. That's a testimony. That's my homeland. That's where I grew up. And this is what I'm going to... Hey, let me show you where I used to live. It's a pile of rubbles and burnt to the ground. Let me show you about my relationship in Christ I once had. No, sir. It ought to be something about what's living in us right now. Hallelujah. Living and breathing the breath of life in us. Oh, hallelujah. I'm 54 years old and I'm a first generation holiness in my family. I don't have any memories to go back to. I don't have any grandma, grandpa, mom, or dad. I don't have any aunts or uncles. I don't have anybody in my family to go back to. No memories to go back to. I had to have my own memories. I had to have my own relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, amen. I mean, hey, it's great to be able to look back and say, my dad was a holiness preacher. My grandpa was a holiness. I don't have that to look back to. So I have to have my own memories. Hallelujah. And amen, if that is your background, then thank God for it. But you can't live on that memory, because that's what it is a memory. Hallelujah. We got to live on something that's alive. Whew. Hallelujah. My wife said that pastor said something about the glory of Pentecost is dead. Well, if it is, it's because we've made it a memory, and that's all it is. But I want you to know, God never created anything that was temporal. Everything that God created for His kingdom is eternal. Hallelujah. Pentecost is eternal. The Holy Ghost is eternal. It's not a past thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are these children sitting on the pews today? Are they going to have memories they've seen or memories they've heard? What are we going to tell them? Well, grandma and grandpa used to give. Well, why don't you? Oh, well, that's because I'm living on their memory. These children are going to have to see. Amen. If they have a memory about Shady Springs, it ought to be something that they see, not something they heard. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. We must experience it. Praise God. Amen. What are we going to do? Hey, Brother Hayes, you told us about the problem. Let me tell you what the solution is. It's called hot pursuit. I'm talking about hot pursuit. I got hungry enough. I wanted something bad enough. I got in hot pursuit of it. David and his men came back from Ziklag, and the town was burned to the ground. Their women and children were taken. They sat around and wept till they couldn't weep no more. Well, the weeping never brought their children and their wives back. David encouraged himself in the Lord, and the Lord told him three things, and that's what I'm leaving you with. Number one is pursue. If you want the memory that your grandma and your grandpa had, or somebody has that you don't have, instead of weeping about it and wishing you had it, pursue. Hot pursuit. We got to get after this thing. Time's running out. Hot pursuit. He said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake. It's there. You can have it. God's not dangling this thing where you can't reach it. It's there. But you've got to pursue after it. And then he says, if you'll pursue, you'll overtake, and you'll surely recover all. Hey, maybe your relationship with Christ once was. Oh, that's sad, isn't it? If it once was, then it's a memory. I got to have something more than a memory. Hallelujah. I got sanctified and baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost. But I want to tell you, it's not a memory. I don't have to go back to that night I got it. Glory to God, because He got me. Hallelujah. I wasn't looking for the Holy Ghost, but He was looking for me. Hallelujah. I didn't understand, but He gave me understanding. We got to get in hot pursuit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The world don't want to hear about our memories. Oh, I can remember Brother So-and-so could get up here and he'd run back and forth on these rails with his eyes shut, leap from here, get over to the other side, never miss a beat preaching. Well, that's great, but what's going on now? Hallelujah. The world wants to know, what are you experiencing now? We've heard about Pentecost in the past. We want to know about Pentecost now. I need more than a memory. I need more than I intend to pursue. And I tend to pursue and pursue. I'm going to get in hot pursuit. I may beat this pulpit down, but I'm going to get in hot pursuit. Amen. That's what we've got to have, church. It cannot be a memory any longer. It better be something real. Hallelujah. I like to hear the old stories. Don't get me wrong. They thrill my soul. I didn't get into Pentecost to hear about it anymore. I heard about it. Amen. I heard about holiness. I heard about Pentecost. But just hearing about it wasn't enough. I had to get in and experience it. I want my own memories. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, if we're going to reach this world, it's got to be up to date. I don't mean changing what we're doing. I'm talking about this experience has got to be up to date. They got to see us experiencing it now. Not living on what somebody else did some time back.
Amen.
Amen. I thank you for the privilege of standing behind this pulpit. And I just pray that we'll all get in, we'll pursue. Amen. If he can take a 44-year-old Baptist boy and fill him with the Holy Ghost and fire and put such a desire, I ain't got enough, church. I got to have more. Amen. Let that be your desire too.